Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is November the 9th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Acts chapters 10 to 12, the visible marks of a true Christian. We read in Acts chapter 11 verse 26 like this. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Christianity is ranked as the largest religion in the world today, with approximately 2 billion adherents, and 33% of the world's population is considered to be Christians. According to the World Christian Encyclopedia, dated 2001, there are approximately 38,000 Christian denominations in the world. Of the 2 billion Christians in the world today, 648 million, that is 11% of the world's population, are evangelical Christians. Evangelicals have grown from only 3 million in AD 1500 to 648 million worldwide, with 54% being non-whites. Today in America, about 75% of adults identify themselves as Christian, while there are more than 1500 different Christian faith groups in America. We need to probe a bit further and get a clear understanding about who can be referred to as a Christian and what are the visible marks of a true Christian, strictly based from biblical standards only. The name Christian means adherent to Christ or one who sticks to Christ. From our biblical passage today, we can understand that the name Christian was first given to the disciples in Antioch by others who noted their behavior being similar to that of their teacher Jesus Christ. There are two things that define the early believers or followers of Christ. Number one, they talked and preached the gospel and the resurrection of Christ to others, with the objective of witnessing to them based on the directive of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And number two, they taught scriptures to the believers who assembled in the church with the intention of making them disciples, that was based on the Great Commission described in Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 and 20. Even though the name Christian was first directed at the followers of Jesus in scorn, these believers embraced this name as a badge of honor and as a mark of allegiance to Jesus. The question that we are facing today is, are we living lives that are worthy of the name Christian? In order to truly identify ourselves with the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we should display love to one and all and reach out to them as acts of compassion. To unbelievers, we should witness and speak the gospel. To believers, we should disciple them by teaching them what Jesus has taught us already. We should impact others in both word and deeds, as the disciples did to their neighbors in Antioch. Let us truly obey the new commandment that our Lord Jesus Christ has given us, mentioned in the Gospel of John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, where Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another."